1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Hi, Steve. Go ahead and tell me your story. Now, you were talking about the MTV Video Music Awards.
That is correct, sir. And Axl Rose come out, and he made me look like a fool the way he did. I think it's incomprehensible. I don't understand it. He couldn't sing. He looked fat and tired. He embarrassed me in front of my son. And they was a disgrace, and I feel like I should take legal action against him.
Against Axl Rose.
That is correct.
All right, this was last night of the MTV Video Music Awards. Unfortunately, I didn't see Guns N' Roses.
Well, I was waiting so much for the MTV Music Video Awards last night because I had heard that Axl Rose was bringing Guns N' Roses back out, and that was a very important band for when I was growing up in the Knoxville, Tennessee area. I had my son invite all his friends over so they could see a real band and not this Eminem, who I wouldn't give you two hoots for.
So Guns N' Roses was a band that you grew up with?
Yes, sir. I have Appetite for Destruction. I've got Use Your Illusion 1. I got Guns N' Roses Live, Use Your Illusion 2. I saw them at the Murfreesboro Bowl in 1987. I saw them at Fox Theater in Atlanta in 87 and 88. I saw them again at Swing Auditorium in Birmingham. And my friends Garth Wilson, Gary Butcher, myself, we drove all night to go see them at the Kemper Arena in Kansas City, and that was one of the best road trips. But last night he had on fake hair on account, because I know they were extensions that he had on, because sometimes my wife uses them, like when we went to the Bahamas, she had one of those black women then do that for her, and also she put them in when we went to see the three tenors when they was at Dodger Stadium that one time. So I know for a fact that he had extensions. I called the Mark and Brian radio show this morning. I told him that he had extensions because I didn't know if anybody else knew that.
All right. We have a selection of Guns N' Roses from last night's show. You had your son and everybody watch because you thought it was going to be really exciting, and it turned out to be terrible.
It was absolutely embarrassing. He was bald. He was fat. His voice was bad. It was so, so bad. So, so bad. And I felt I couldn't believe it.
All right, let me listen to this. That's what you're talking about, huh?
Yes, sir. And I had my son was there. My son's friends were there. My neighbor, Roy Hutchins, one of the guys I work with, Cliff Pettigrew, who's one of my crew chiefs, was there. My wife, April, had invited some of her friends. And as soon as I saw how messed up Guns N' Roses was going to be, and as soon as I should have known because Slash wasn't there, Duff wasn't there, it was a different band. And I was embarrassed by that.
Well, tell me about the embarrassment, because you're pondering legal action against MTV and Axl Rose, and what exactly is the legal action?
And I want to say, too, I rented a big screen TV for the event. I went over to the Munts people, the big screen TV, because they had a one week special.
How embarrassing was this?
Well, I was standing there. I had put on a do-rag like what Axl had worn, and that guy, Jimmy Fallon, goes, "Here they are, Guns N' Roses." And then they come out, and they sound like 100 miles of bad road, and there I was. I'm looking completely like a complete fool. I had a do-rag, snakeskin pants. I had put on leather boots with the cut-off T-shirt and a Bic lighter like we did at Kemper Arena that night, and everyone kept saying how bad they were. And then my son turns to me.
If you want to take a moment.
Yes, please.
We're talking to Stephen Bozell, who said that Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses were so horrible last night and embarrassed him in front of his son because he told his son that here's a real good band, not an Eminem. Stevie, there?
Yes, sir.
So your son turned to you and said what?
He said, "Dad, these guys are pretty lame. Maybe when you were a kid, you weren't as cool as you thought you were."
So what did you do?
Well, I didn't know what to do for most of the night. I guess I was in and out of sleep. I cried myself to sleep. When I woke up in the morning, I did call my attorney, as Dolores Blazingame of Riverside, and I always remember the old saying that I always fall back on. In the midst of winter, I found within me an invincible summer.
Okay. Well, you call Ms. Blasingham, and she's preparing a lawsuit against whom?
Well, we are primarily going to sue Mr. Axl Rose for intentional infliction of emotional distress. He made me look like a fool in front of my son on account of he's not the Axl Rose he used to be. He has been flat. He's gotten fattened up. So that's bad, and he should have known that he sucked. Also, Carson Daly, because he is generally around somewhere when something at MTV blows on high. Anytime something goes up in smoke at MTV, Carson Daly is somewhere around there making it happen.
Let me have our phone number out here right now. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses were on the MTV Video Music Awards last night. This man, Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. What do you do for a living, sir?
Phil, I own my own construction contracting firm.
All right, and this gentleman, Mr. Bozell, is suing MTV and Axl Rose, and you're naming also Carson Daly because the performance was so terrible, it made you look stupid in front of your son.
Made me look stupid in front of my son, in front of my wife, and other people.
Because you had said to your son, this is a real band, not Eminem.
Well, that's true, too, and my wife April had invited people over, because April and I, when we were younger people, used to enjoy this band very much. And
well, how old are you now?
I'm 35.
All right, so you were just leaving your teens when they were big.
That's correct.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Mr. Bozell about what happened last night. So continue your story. So the show was terrible. You went to sleep. You say you cried yourself to sleep.
Yes, sir.
And then when you got up in the morning, you called your attorney.
I called my attorney. We are preparing briefs against Axl Rose, MTV, and Carson Daly, because like I say, if something at MTV stinks and stinks really bad, you always know that Carson Daly's got to be someplace around, because he never, that's just what I felt, and it may be prejudice on my part.
I think that's unfair to blame Mr. Daly. He wasn't anywhere around that thing.
You know full well that he had his thumb shoved someplace. Now, I have no idea what kind of future damage this is going to do to my son of mine's relationship. I have never been violent with my kids, but I did come downstairs this morning for breakfast. My son looked for my cereal, and all I heard was this snicker. And that's when I said, all bets are off. My wife, April, knew. She closed all the blinds in the house. She and the girl went out to school and left me to take care of business with a boy. I got a leather belt out of a pair of business slacks. I went to work on the boy around 9 a.m., and we finished up probably around 9:20. I have never done that before, but I wanted the boy to know how much he had humiliated me. But in the midst of winter, I found within me an invincible summer.
You beat your kid with a leather strap?
That is correct. MTV and that piss-poor performance by Axl Rose caused me to raise my hand to my own son for the first time in my life. I will never forget that.
Let's listen one more time.
This is not how they sounded back in 87. When I seen them at Kemp Arena, I seen them at Murfreesboro Bowl right after Appetite for Destruction come out. They were so, so good. They were so, so good. Oh, Jesus. Sounds like he's pinching a loaf.
All right, I got you. Okay. So that is what you're complaining about, sir?
Well, it's not a complaint, Mr. Henry. It's the fact that I was humiliated in front of my son by that fat, drunk, forgive my language, sir, a fat, drunk turd.
All of this because Guns N' Roses sounded bad last night.
Guns N' Roses and MTV led me to believe that they were going to be good. Carson Daly, all of them, lied. And I'm trying to get my son's respect back.
Well, you lost your son's respect, okay? I mean,
well, you know, some smart-ass father in my boy's school took Steve Jr. and this guy's son to see some cool band. Now, I forget who. I think it's this Linkin Park band.
Okay, I know who they are.
Now this smart-ass bought him dinner before the concert, and then this smart-ass buys him concert T-shirts. My son tells me that the dad knew all the songs, so I wanted to show Steve Jr. that I knew tunes, too. But this smart ass who's the father of this other boy takes him to see Linkin Park. I take him to see Guns N' Roses on the TV, and they suck so bad, it just sucks.
All right, sir, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. It's an interesting thing what television does to families. We've heard the commentary they could possibly rip a family apart. This man is suing Guns N' Roses Axl Rose, Carson Daly, and MTV for the fact that Axl Rose last night on MTV sucked so bad he embarrassed Mr. Bozell in front of his son. He had told his son he was going to see a good band, and they came out and they stunk. Also, he says he lost his son's respect when another father on the street, who he calls some smartass, took his son and another boy to see Linkin Park, and that it was a fun experience because they bought T-shirts and a lot of other things. I don't know. Do you think that this man may have a case? Is it possible to sit down with an expectation of a good show and it's so rotten that your own son blames you for it? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Bozell, where are you right now?
I'm standing out on top of a cliff that overlooks a ravine we got behind our home, but I guess I just want to come out here and feel the wind.
You're feeling that bad about Axl Rose's performance last night. It was so lousy.
Well, it is so much Axl Rose's performance, but the boy laughed at me. My son laughed at me and said, Eminem makes this old guy look like some fat, old, dried-up old Mick Jagger dude. And I said, Axl Rose, Guns N' Roses, better than Eminem, hold or hope to be. And my son laughed.
And then you hit the kid with a leather strap.
I started about 9 o'clock, and I think we wrapped up about 9:15. Yes, sir.
And now what are you doing?
I don't know.
Well, what does that mean, you don't know?
I just want to feel the wind on my face, that's all.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Jenna. Jenna, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just had a comment for him. First of all, with the music, your son is entitled to his own opinion on the music. My father likes country music, and I don't. And I don't make fun of him. I don't.
You don't make fun. There you go. You don't make fun.
But you're saying your son laughed at you, but he wasn't making fun of you.
How do you know he's not making fun? Look, I came downstairs, and it's for breakfast, and my son looks up at me from his cereal bowl and goes like that. Now, you know what that is.
He snickered.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's
children
okay.
Can be children. Children can be
what
children like that.
Well, what he won. Eminem's better because Axl Rose came out last night and squealed like some cat with a firecracker up its ass.
Let's face it, a lot of these older bands don't have it anymore. They're getting older.
Okay.
It's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay if they're getting older. It's okay.
Not okay because I stood there with a do-rag, snakeskin pants, a cut-off T-shirt. The cowboy boots. I'm pumping a Bic lighter in the air. I'm trying to recapture the youth of the time that when I was young, and all of a sudden my kid's going, this old guy looks like Keith Richards' daddy.
That's fine. You can't expect your son to like him. I'm sure your parents didn't approve of.
Wait a minute.
Axl Rose.
Mr. Bozell, we can't do this.
I just need a moment.
All right, Jenna, go ahead with your comment while he gets himself together.
I think that he needs to talk to somebody about this that's professional because he's having a very hard time with this.
Yeah.
My daughter, April Jr., held up a Bic lighter I had to light for Guns N' Roses. She said, Daddy made us smelly. Now, I had held the Bic lighter up for Guns N' Roses, and she lit the Bic lighter because she said, Daddy made us stinky.
You have no right to beat your son because he didn't like your music.
The boy don't laugh at me. That's one thing the boy don't do.
Oh,
that's
come
fine.
On.
That's a different
what
issue,
is this?
But
this
you shouldn't have beat him for
it. Is this an episode of Wyatt Earp? What do you mean that's one thing the boy don't do?
You know, you can make fun of the fact that I come from the South. That's fine, Mr. Hendry. But my children will show me respect.
When you make fun, you laugh.
How could your son show you respect when you cry yourself to sleep?
Because he didn't like his music.
All right, thank you, Jenna. 1-800-449-8686. Chrissy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a comment. First of all, I'm appalled that this man would beat his child over music. I think what the issue, I agree with the last...
I didn't beat him.
He needs help. It has nothing to do with the music. And if he can't stand that a small child laughs at him, I fear for him any obstacles or anything that's going to be in his life, anything dramatic, if he can't even handle a small child laughing at him.
Could I ask you, Mr. Henry, you have that part of the song where Axl Rose completely comes apart, don't you?
Where he comes apart?
He completely comes apart.
I have that one little moment.
If I could play that for Chrissy so she could hear how this man humiliated me.
Well, this is all that it is, Chrissy. It's... Did you hear that?
Okay, he completely comes apart like some squealing jailhouse bitch going...
You know what? Let me finish. It has nothing to do with the music. Sir, I really think you need help. If you're going to beat a child over your music, then you need help. All children laugh, and, you know, thank God you're not into the teaching profession. All children laugh. All children will be snotty. Any parent that beats their child because they laugh and not the music has more issues and more problems out there than over this.
Let me ask you this. You think I got issues? That boy now knows the words to Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, and that makes you a proud parent. Okay.
Every time I brought that strap down, I said, now you know the words, don't you?
You like being in charge. I can tell this by this phone call. You like being in charge, and obviously a 35-year-old man that can feel power by taking a leather strap to a child because he does not like it, any wife that would close the blinds and allow a child to be beaten knowingly this, oh my goodness. I feel sorry for you. It has nothing to do with the music. And even if music was that upsetting, don't listen to it. You have a lot
Listen to this man. This sounds like a grown man being penetrated.
You need to seek help. You really do. You need to seek help.
I need help.
You cry over music.
My son needs help.
Go from that.
My son needs help with all the lyrics of the other songs on Appetite for Destruction.
It doesn't matter. There's music I used to like 10 years ago. I'm your age. I don't like them now. We outgrow it. It has nothing to do with the music. I'm not going to go and beat anybody and get upset because the people that I used to like, I don't like anymore.
Jimmy
you
D. John's
help,
father made a fool out of me.
A parent.
Well, then how come Jimmy D. John's father gets to take them to see Linkin Park and he knows all the lyrics?
It sounds like you have an insecurity issue. You are jealous because a man did something for his father. You know what? It could have been just as a nice experience for you as it was for him. I'm sorry you didn't have that great of an experience, but personally, if I was your child, I don't think I could ever have a great experience with you.
Well,
if you're
going to
beat me because I don't agree with you, that I would never have fun. Maybe the issue with the other parent wasn't so much the music genre as much as it was they like being together. Maybe the parent is a decent parent. Why don't you try loving your child and giving him the freedom to make choices instead of trying to take control and beat your child when he doesn't agree with you?
Ma'am, I will tell you this. You may not like it, but because I took the strap to my boy, he now knows the words to, let's go down to the Paradise City.
You know what?
Oh,
you know
so
what
you
that's
beat
called?
Him?
It's called brainwashing.
Yeah, so
it's also called abuse.
You beat him.
And thank God I don't live in your city, because if I did live in your city, I would. Oh, your son needs to be taken away from
take
you.
Take me down
you
to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you take me down?
You're mentally and physically abusing your child.
That's right.
And I hope that you're happy
you,
for
Chrissy.
That.
Have you ever had a Louisville slugger bashed into your manhood? Well, that's what Axl Rose did to me last night.
All right, 1-800-449.
Honey, your thing was over
bashed
with a long
in
time
already,
ago.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. A man takes a strap to his son because the kid laughed at Axl Rose on TV last night and said, that band was pretty lame, Dad. Stephen Bozell is considering suing MTV, Carson Daly, and Axl Rose. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry's Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Are you still on top of that mountain, Steve? Steve, you still there?
Yep, I am.
Why are you standing on top of this cliff?
Let me tell you something. Guns N' Roses is my favorite band.
I know that. Why are you standing on the cliff?
Because the boy laughed at me, and because they all said Guns N' Roses is lame. Let me tell you something. I can get back at my boy for making me look like a fool because I told him Guns N' Roses was the best band and Axl Rose let me down. I'm going to make fun of him for his entire soccer season. So that when every time he goes on a field and every time he misses the ball, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to point and laugh and go, "Ha, look at that, you missed the ball. Okay, now how do you feel feeling like an idiot? Just the same way you made me feel when you laughed at Axl Rose that time he was on the TV. Because I always pull back on the words. Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want. Honey, we know the names, okay? So I can play the games. You got the time. I got the whistle.
All right, let me go over here to Jim. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, hey. Steve?
Yes, sir.
Do you think he was laughing at you because of the music, or is it because he's laughing at you because you're a 35-year-old man wearing snakeskin shoes, a do-rag, and boots?
What's so funny about that?
Well, yesterday, when the show was going on, I was at a Cinderella concert, right?
Okay.
So I'm a Guns N' Roses fan, just like you and everything. Now, Cinderella wasn't at their peak or nothing, but, hey, that's the way it goes. Now, my dad
Cinderella, that's sad because that's like five gay blades going out there with the big hair.
Oh, so if my son was a Cinderella fan, I should take 20 minutes out and beat the crap out of him?
Why would you do that?
Exactly. Why?
Wait a second. If your son was a Cinderella fan, you're also a Cinderella fan, then you two guys could go to the concert together. Why would you beat him up?
First of all, I don't have a son. You beat your son because he likes Eminem.
He made fun of Axl Rose, called him a...
He made fun of you.
He said he looked like...
Because you were wearing snakeskin leather boots and a do-rag at 35 years of age. Now, you think you could sue Guns N' Roses because Axl Rose gained some weight? How much do you weigh?
Axl
and how much
Rose,
did you weigh 10 years ago?
Axl Rose looks like he's got a butt for a face. That's how much Botox
he's
got.
Did you gain weight in the last 10 years?
I've put on a couple pounds, but I've always tried to be trim.
Okay, so you feel it's right somebody should sue you for gaining some weight?
What did I do to them? I didn't make them look like a fool.
What did they do to you? Did they say, "Hey, we're going to go out and make Steve look like a fool"?
Yeah.
Or did they say, "Hey, we're going
to
go out and try to put on the best show we can on TV"? Did Axl Rose go out on TV and say, "Hey, I'm going to go out and make an ass of myself to make Steve look bad"?
He should have done more to make himself not have a butt for a face.
And
okay.
You're right, saying that you're looking good.
That's really, yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's a good point, Jim.
Just listen to this.
I don't want to hear that crap anymore. We've heard it a million times.
Well, listen to this part. Oh, okay. Don't he sound like somebody's jailhouse boy?
Hey, wait.
Check it out.
Steve, you don't look the same way you did 10 years ago. Axl Rose don't look the same way he did you 10 years ago. Skinner don't look the way they did 10 years ago. Now, my dad was a Skinner fan. Now, and I'm a Skinner fan now too. But if my dad would have took me to the barn and said, "You will listen to every Skinner song and beat the crap out of me," I'd hate them.
Wait a second. My boy now knows the words to Paradise City and Welcome to the Jungle.
Paradise City, a song about rape.
What? What it, is?
The whole album is...
Okay.
If you open up, hey, I'm not cutting down Guns N' Roses because that's what I... But,
sounds like he's getting raped. Right in that section of the song. Do you know it took me 45 minutes to draw the Guns N' Roses tattoo so that I looked the part for the show? And when they sucked, my tears made the ink run all over the carpet, and I can't think of anything more poetic than that.
I think that you had 45 minutes. And you know, wait a minute, you said earlier that you own your own construction site?
Yes, sir.
You don't own crap because you don't sound like a man of intelligence to own anything. First of all, I'm an electrician.
Okay.
I work with construction.
I hire electricians all the time. I got plenty of subs who are electricians.
Man, if I was a sub for you, I would laugh at you too. I would laugh at you too because you're a pathetic man at 35 years old, trying to relive his youth, and then you can't let your own son live his youth. My daughter, I got a 13-year-old daughter. She's got NSYNC posters all over her room. Do I get her out to listen to it? No. Do I give her the right to listen to what she wants to listen to?
Yes, that's what
my parents did for me.
Okay, this guy has now made me want to jump.
Jump from where?
Where I'm standing.
Oh, please
okay.
do it. Please do it. And
wait a minute,
hey,
wait a minute, Jim.
Okay. All right, okay, great. Okay, I'll do it. I'll jump.
Jump right now.
Yeah, you want
oh,
me to jump?
God. And say, hey, dedicate it to me.
Okay. You, Jim, and Denver made me want to jump, leave my wife and my son and my daughter an orphan.
Hey, hey, wait, wait.
Because
at least I wouldn't beat my son. Maybe your son would be better off.
Because, okay, that's all.
Okay, hold
hey,
on for
hey,
a minute,
like,
Steve.
Hey,
hey,
another
Steve.
Band out of our era?
Hold on, Steve.
Van Halen?
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Might as well jump. Hey, go ahead and jump.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back, huh?
Well, I didn't say it was a cliff.
Well, what are you standing on?
It's a dirt pile in my backyard.
Oh, my God. You are
what
a coward.
Idiot.
You know that?
I'm a coward.
Yeah, you're a coward.
Oh, and this guy don't sound like a coward? Yeah. Just like in the video of November Rain when Axl and Slash jumped off a cliff during the guitar solo. That's what I was going to do.
Oh, but we're Slash now.
All right.
He carried on.
Jim, you're doing a good job. I appreciate that. Yeah, Slash is looking good.
Slash looks like a turd.
And another band that did great after them, L.A. Guns, Tracy Guns, did great with that Axl,
L.A.
too.
Guns, those
did he
guys,
do them?
They all look like they belong, you know, lifting cases at a liquor store.
But I bet none of them took their kids in the woods again for 20 minutes.
All right.
My wife's calling me for dinner. I got to go.
All right, listen, thanks, Jim, for your call.
Thanks.
All right, very good point that you're making. Is that your wife calling you?
Yeah, I'll be there in a minute. She did. What? I'll beat the boy harder. You tell him to get the words. Welcome to the jungle. We got what you need. Yeah, that's right.
You're still beating the child, huh?
Hey, does the Pope crap in the woods? You bet.
Does the Pope crap in the woods? You bet. Okay, man. There you go, Steve. Teach that boy those lyrics. Oh, God. Steve Bozell is going to sue. He's suing Carson Daly because wherever something stinks at MTV, Carson Daly is around it someplace. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Steve was absolutely shocked at seeing the pictures his neighbor showed him of his neighbor's little girls in a bathtub. There were also pictures of the little girls in just diapers. Steve's convinced that this is the start of child pornography. He's taken it upon himself to ask little kids if mommy or daddy had ever taken a picture of their flower or tinkle area.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Boogie's got some of these ideas reversed here. He's referring to an innocent child with breasts and referring to their underpants as panties as though these were adults. He's
well,
also
how come they're all running
his,
around with no tops on?
Excuse me, sir. You have run over everybody that's tried to talk to you. I'd like to voice a couple of comments.
They're going around
run
topless.
Over me.
They're going around topless.
Also, he has described his physical reactions to these innocent baby pictures as having dry mouth, weak knees, and
do you recognize that?
And all these sexual stimulation.
Wait a second! No, that is not sexual stimulation, sir.
Oh,
no,
absolutely
sir.
Sexual
no.
stimulation, sir. You need some serious counseling, is what you
really?
Need.
That's
you don't need to be going in anyone's houses or addressing anyone's children, asking them about their flowers or any of that business. You are
I agree
a
with that.
To society,
I agree
my
with
friend.
That.
Can I ask you, when you see the Coppertone girl with her panties coming down, what do you do?
It doesn't bother me a bit. I think it's perfectly innocent, just like it was designed to be. You have some serious problems with your sexual stimulation.
Sir,
my
I
friend.
Am not sexually stimulated. Cottonmouth is not sexual stimulation.
You
me?
Need serious counseling.
Well, I need counsel. I come over to a guy's house to have a pork roast. Next thing I know, he's flashing a picture of his kid in a diaper all over God's tap. Good creation.
What's wrong with that? Well, the problem is having a pervert like you in his house.
So now I'm a pervert because I want to go door to door and make sure nobody has pictures of their kid in a diaper.
I think you're a closet pedophile.
Oh, so now I'm a pedophile and I'm the guy trying to stop us from happening.
We have laws to protect us against people like you. And you're very well acquainted with porn sites, obviously. I've never been to a porn site. Perfect.
I have to do research.
But I do know they exist.
I have to.
Obviously, you have been to these and derive much stimulation from them.
I gotta do research on them.
Give me a break, man. You.
I have to do research on how sick it is.
You don't have to do anything but mind your business.
Who's going to do it then?
We certainly don't need people like you that get sweaty palms and dry mouth because they see a child in a diaper.
Sir, I'm just upset.
You're obsessed, not upset.
So you're calling me a mental case?
Yeah,
yes,
I think I think we've gotten... I think that's the bottom line. I think mentally...
I want you guys to spit it out.
I did spit it out. You just have a little problem with comprehension, fella.
No, sir. What did you call me?
I'll do it for you, Jim. I think you're nuts.
I called you a closet pedophile.
Are you calling me nuts?
He just called you a pedophile.
Are you calling me nuts?
He just called you a freaking pedophile. What do you want? You'd rather be a pedophile than nuts?
I want to know if you're calling me nuts.
Yeah, I'm calling you nuts.
What difference does it make? You're bickering over semantics here. If you want to be a pedophile rather than a closet pedophile, suit yourself. But you need some help.
I want to know if you guys are calling me crazy.
Yes. That and pedophile.
So you're calling me both things.
You have some serious problems with being stimulated like you are over innocent pictures. It's people like you that force us to protect our children the way we have to do nowadays.
All right, if you're calling me nuts, that's all I wanted to know.
Yes.
You come in my neighborhood and ask one of my children about their flower, and brother, you'll be picking yourself up off the ground. You do not talk to my child like that. It's none of your business.
I don't know what
that means. Their flower.
I don't know what that means.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Steve is very upset at the media for using words that people don't understand when it comes to the Beltway sniper in Washington. Well, this is very embarrassing because it means he can't explain to his kids what's happening in D.C. with these awful shootings. Steve's fired off a very angry letter to both Tom Brokaw and Peter Jennings.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
I want to have something to say to Mr. Bozeman.
My name is Bozell.
I live in the deep south.
My name's Bozell.
I graduated from high school, and I want
you
to know
what I'm saying, ma'am?
American is not as stupid as you are.
Are you hearing me, ma'am?
I know.
I didn't go to college.
Without having, and they still make dictionaries. If you don't understand anything, you can look it up. They have public libraries you can go to.
Can you hear me,
ma'am? The average American is not as stupid as you're making it out.
Hello? Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. I'd like to respond to the caller, if I may, Mr. Henry.
Go right ahead.
First of all, Juanita, I knew what Beltway meant. It meant sanitary napkin. Okay? Then they go and change it up.
How stupid can you be?
I beg your pardon?
How stupid can you be?
Are you saying they still make dictionary?
I am saying that you are one stupid person if you think a Beltway is a sanitary napkin.
Ma'am, I was falling back on what I knew because I'm not college educated.
Well, why don't you get a dictionary?
Ma'am, could you repeat something for me?
I can.
Jed, get your butt out of the cement pot and wash up for dinner.
That's right.
Okay.
Are we on the subject here?
No,
we're not on the subject.
Well, this lady wants to make fun of me.
What he said.
No, she's trying to make fun of me.
I am not making fun of you.
Yes, you are, ma'am.
I am telling you that you are stupid, and if you don't understand anything, get you a dictionary or go to your public library and look it up.
Ma'am.
It's not a threat to the radio announcers to explain every little thing to you.
But, ma'am, when they say sniper, and I assume that it's an animal of some kind because
now,
I grew up...
That's what I said. I am 69 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
I know what the sniper is without going to a dictionary.
Ma'am, you don't think that that's an animal of some kind?
No, I don't.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
Well, wait a minute. This woman has lived many years. She knows what a sniper is. For God's sake, you live in modern times, you know what a sniper is.
Mr. Henry, I'm not a college-educated man like this lady is and you
I am not college-educated. I graduated from high school in 1952.
All right, now
so I'm 50 years ago and have not been back to school since.
Okay, but where...
And I know what sniper is. I know what utility vans are. I know what... a beltway is without even going to a dictionary. I got that much.
Because sense. You're a woman and you know it's a sanitary napkin, but as a man, I don't know that.
I did not say a beltway was a sanitary napkin. A beltway is a road around the town.
You're claiming it's a road around someone's town?
That's right.
Ma'am, where'd you get your PhD?
I don't have a PhD.
Well, where did you go to college is what I'm saying.
I did not go to college. That's what I say.
Right,
I finished high school.
You didn't graduate.
That's all, but I've got more sense than you seem to have had.
Ma'am, I have 2 children, Steve Jr. and April.
I've got 3 and 2 great-grandchildren, too.
All right.
But that doesn't mean that I'm stupid like you claim and everybody in the nation is.
Ma'am, when they said Chief Moose, and they don't tell you it's going to be a police officer.
Well, I know what a chief is.
You know what a moose is.
I know what a moose is.
Okay.
Now, I know when the two are combined, it doesn't mean an animal.
It doesn't mean a cartoon character? That's
no, it does not.
What does head moose mean?
Head moose?
Yes, ma'am.
A head moose is a head of an organization.
What?
The Moose Club.
Oh, the Moose Club, right, okay. So now we're getting closer to what I've been talking about.
Well, I know that, but that don't mean that
we have stupid. Ma'am, I've got 2 Moose Clubs in the Corona, California area. I moved here from Knoxville, Tennessee. The head moose, and I called him, what would you think if I said the chief moose, and he said Bullwinkle? Okay.
I didn't say. A head moose and a chief moose is something different.
All right, but the head moose is the head of a moose club. The chief moose could be Bullwinkle. Am I right or am
no.
I wrong? Oh, come on, ma'am, because
you're saying that.
No.
Chief moose could never be Bullwinkle.
No.
All right,
when
ma'am.
When you say Bullwinkle, it's just Bullwinkle. It's no title to his name.
He does not have any title.
No, Bullwinkle is Bullwinkle. He never was called the Chief Moose.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected.
I hope you are, because, like I say, the average American in this United States is not what you are portraying them to be.
All right. I'm a member of the Corona California Mooses, and I thought the Chief Moose was the head of the head moose.
No, he's the head moose.
But the Mooses of America may have an argument with you on that.
What do you mean, the Mooses of America?
It's an organization, sir. The lady knows about it.
I also know about the Elk Club, too, but
don't say Elk Club around me, because I get violent.
There's a bunch of animals running around.
I get violent when I hear Elk Club. No, Mooses of America. All right. Okay, so I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah. Now, one other thing. Do you think Peter Jennings is trying to make me look stupid?
No. It's you that's stupid because you don't understand the terms, and you did not take the time to go look them up or try to find out what they meant.
Now, you went to the University of Georgia?
No, I did not.
What year did you graduate?
She never went to college.
From high school.
She went to high school in 1952, she just said.
Well, a moose can kick an elk's ass.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, let me get on the phone here with Stephen Bozell, who's at a dog train. Where are you training your dog?
That's right. We're out here at Kramer's in Riverside, California.
Go ahead.
As I mentioned to Chris, I have a neighbor who grows, my next-door neighbor, Roy Hutchins, grows zucchini to a ridiculous size, and he insists on holding it over the fence and asking me what I think. I've asked him to stop. I've asked him to stop doing this in front of my wife and kids when I have guests over for a barbecue. I'm never alone in the backyard, and he always makes sure that there are other people there to humiliate me further, because I know that everyone knows he's what he's doing, and I think you need to read between the lines on this thing.
All right, your neighbor has a home garden, and he is growing. Are you outside, sir?
Yes, I am.
He's growing zucchini too large?
He's growing, in other words, what he does is he grows zucchini to about a foot and a half and about 7 inches around, and he'll say, just see this one, take a look at this. He does it in front of my wife. He does it in front of my children. I have asked him to stop. He does not stop. He looks at me as if I'm crazy, and
So you feel he grows zucchini and the people at home because my wife has a garden. You guys should know that zucchini and squash and some tomatoes will grow to, you can, they'll continue to grow until you harvest them. And he's growing them oversized.
Yeah, but my point is he's doing it on purpose. And the other thing is that we noticed, and my wife mentioned this to me, is he's planting iceberg lettuce and green cabbage on either side of the zucchini. Now, you have to read between the lines, and you have to have a pretty sharp eye on this. But it's obvious what he's trying to do, and I ask myself, and the reason why I wanted to come on your program, what is the purpose of a home garden when you can go to any supermarket and fill two grocery bags of produce and not break a 10, but he's growing zucchini to a foot and a half with cabbage on either side. Obviously, he's got a filthy mind, but when he is holding it up and saying, what do you think of this?
So that I know, and are the dogs are okay, right?
Yes, sir, they're fine. We're just we're putting them through the paces right now for the Oxnard Dog Show is coming up.
You think that your friend holding this oversized zucchini over the fence has somehow emasculates you?
I think you need to have a pretty sharp eye to see these things, Mr. Henry, but this is a way that some neighbors have of bullying, of humiliating, and of otherwise having fun at other people's expense.
But he, by saying, hey, have you seen this zucchini that I grew in my home garden? It's a foot long. You're saying this is emasculating.
I think everybody knows what he's trying to do and what he's trying to say.
Which is a compliment on your, a negative commentary on your manhood.
That is correct, sir. The fact that he grows cabbage on either side of the zucchini so that it can look like a man's area also.
Now, a lot of people grow this as a hobby. You say, well, you could go to any supermarket and buy it. Why are there home gardens? A lot of people do it as a hobby.
All right, then that answers that question, but why do they grow them as large as they do? Why would you grow a zucchini to be 2 feet in length and 9 inches around? This is where, if you read between the lines, and not everybody picks up on the clues, but this is an effort on the part of people that grow these vegetables to strip confidence away from men that they don't lack. And most of these vegetable gardens are grown by wives. Many of them are, I guess this is their way of saying they're dissatisfied, so they drop hints. And where do these women spend most of their time at night? They're out there weeding.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686.
Also, Mr. Green, if I could interrupt.
Go ahead.
Do I have to remind you that there are children that are witnessing this pornography? My children, his children, my wife, his wife.
All right, so when he hangs that large zucchini over the fence and says, have you seen what I've grown in my garden, you take that as a pornographic comment, and it is...
I think it's degrading to the children as well, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Stephen Bozell, and we're going to get to the lawsuit that you are contemplating with your attorney. And if you hear dogs barking in the background, you're in a dog training class, right, in Riverside?
That's correct. We're out of Kramer's in Riverside.
1-800-449-8686, you are contemplating a lawsuit. Now tell me what happened on June 16th, all right?
At that time, Mr. Hutchins called to my wife, who was in the backyard, and said to my wife, April... He said, April, take a look at this. I observed my wife standing at the fence with Mr. Hutchins. She was running her hands over the zucchini, which was a foot and a half in length, approximately 7 inches in circumference. I heard her say, oh, God, I wish I could get mine to grow that big, and all these other suggestive comments. Now, she doesn't have a garden. She asked me, and I told her no. So there's no reason why she would stick it in and break it off that way. And
you suspect your wife of having said this on purpose?
I suspect my wife of having said this as a joke with Mr. Hutchins to humiliate me, right?
As a comment on your manhood, look at this big zucchini that he grew.
I believe that, yes, sir. That's when I confronted Mr. Hutchins.
Now, the 911 operator, I don't have the recording, but the 911 operator said that there was police. The police were rolled to your home, right?
I shouted some obscenities. He shouted some obscenities. I told him to stay away from my wife because he's trying to send messages to her. Then 911 was called and the police came. No charges were filed, but I'm contemplating a lawsuit.
All right, tell us about the lawsuit that you're contemplating, because if you're threatening to sue your next door neighbor because he's taunting you by growing oversized zucchini, I don't know what in civil law gives precedent for this.
Well, I'm told by my attorney that we can file a lawsuit for harassment against Mr. Roy Hutchins, that we can also contemplate a lawsuit against Miracle-Gro and a spokesperson for Miracle-Gro, James Whitmore, who stands there on television with a hose talking about Miracle-Gro and making everything bigger while he's holding a hose about waist high, and I'm not saying that...
Well, you can't say that that's suggestive.
No, but I'm saying that all of that put together is meant to, in some way, demean me. Mr. Hutchins is a neighbor who thinks it's funny to bully other people around, and if there's anything that we learned, and I guess this is the biggest point that I wanted to make, Mr. Henry, if we learned anything from 9/11, it's to watch your neighbors. Don't turn a blind eye to their activity. Mr. Muhammad Atta, who was one of the people that flew one of the planes into the World Trade Center, he lived next door to someone, and nobody did a damn thing.
Well, how do you keep people from growing these vegetables too big? I mean, if someone grows a vegetable, or is it just the fact that he was hanging the thing over the fence?
Well, I think there can be some kind of legislation that can be enacted that tells people to harvest at the proper time in the name of common decency. The police use infrared to spot marijuana groves. Using infrared light, and we can use the same technology to spot overgrown zucchini or squash or someone to try and stop the pain that so many of us feel. We do have the technology. I think we do have the resources. I think people are sick of it. I know I'm sick of it.
You can't tell me that this is a widespread problem, do you? Do you think?
Well, but neighborhood bullying is a widespread problem, and these neighbors who think that they're lording it over everybody else. I got a new spa. I got a new pool. I got a new Cadillac. Take a look at how big I'm growing a zucchini. And he has my wife over there, and it's all very suggestive, and it is meant to.
Specifically what, sir? Is it meant to say, look at how big this zucchini is, and you're really small?
I think that is, if you read between the lines, if you scratch beneath the surface of any bully, you'll find a guy who is trying to tell you that you're not a man. That is absolutely correct. So my lawsuit simply will be designed to make sure that individuals who have home gardens have the common decency to harvest squash or zucchini at a time before it turns into some John Holmes-looking thing, and it leaves me looking stupid in front of my wife and kids.
I don't know if we have any people who are home gardeners out there. My wife is a home gardener, and she grows all kinds of things. She has tomatoes. She has...
Does she grow zucchini?
My wife does grow zucchini, and zucchini can get away from you. It can get big before you're very... I mean, before you know it.
Well, everybody knows that the only reason people grow the zucchini and squash to these large sizes is to show off.
Well, a lot of people grow big zucchinis and big squash, giant things, to enter into, like, blue fairs, you know, and that kind of thing.
Well, they say that, but it's really to show off and to say, so how do you feel now, you know? And especially if your wife is growing these things and she comes in and says to you, look at this. I think the message is very clear to me or any man. She says, look at this. And I'm supposed to say, okay, in other words, I'm not big enough or...
Well, she's not using the thing as a sex aid.
No, sir, I'm not saying that she is. I'm saying it's simply her trying to stick it in and break it off.
All right, so the growing of these large zucchinis is humiliating and emasculating. Anybody with a neighborhood garden out there that grows their zucchini or squash too big is humiliating and emasculating any men in the neighborhood. You are contemplating a lawsuit against your neighbor, Mr. Roy Hutchins, James Whitmore, the spokesperson for Miracle-Gro, and Miracle-Gro.
That is correct, yes, sir. Because of...
And you call this some kind of harassment.
That is correct. As I said, Mr. Henry, if we learned anything from 9/11, it's what neighbors can do.
All right, and just so people know, the dog barking in the background, you're at having a dog training class?
That's right.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I hope those dogs are okay. We're talking to Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who's suing a next-door neighbor for growing and showing him large zucchini and cabbage. He says the guy is growing it in a suggestive way, which I've never heard of anything like it. He also says that by virtue of the fact that the man's growing oversized zucchini, it somehow is meant as a comment on Mr. Bozell's manhood, and he is suing. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show is back 1-800-449-8686.
At what point does neighborhood bullying include sexual innuendo, especially when it means that a neighbor is growing large-sized zucchini in a home garden as a commentary on your manhood? Mr. Stephen Bozell is with us. He is contemplating a lawsuit against a neighbor who grows oversized zucchini, and you say shows it not only to yourself but to your wife, to your daughter, as you think a commentary on your manhood. Let's go to Sue on the Phil Henry Show. Mr. Bozell, you there?
I'm right here. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
I'm
Sue.
I'm right here.
Go ahead, Sue.
I think this guy has more of an issue with zucchini than he's telling us about. I think it's probably one of the vegetables that his mother did him in with when he was a kid. I mean, is he for real?
Are you for real?
I'm for real.
That you take sexual molestation as a joke?
Pardon?
That you think sexual molestation is a joke?
No, I don't think it's a joke. I
well,
think this
you,
guy
you
who's
start off with some kind of a
issue is a jerk.
No, you think that people sexually harassing people is some kind of a joke.
It's not sexually
and
harassing. He's being a nice neighbor.
My no, he's not being a nice.
Showed me his zucchini.
Right.
I had nothing like that to say about it.
Why do they
and
grow them?
And he grows tomatoes on either side of his zucchini.
Can I ask you a question? Why do they
sure.
grow them so big?
Why does he grow them so big?
Right.
I've seen lots of big zucchinis. But this man's manhood is threatened by a zucchini. You know what? He really
hey, you know something, ma'am?
Somebody more than the miracle.
9/11 taught us that we're supposed to watch our neighbors for the things
we
they're doing.
Watch
okay.
Our neighbors. We don't
and
watch our
and
neighbors.
I suppose if you had a
thoughts.
If you had a next door neighbor who showed a zucchini. Do you have a daughter?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
I have a daughter.
Okay, so you got a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you had a next door neighbor showing her some big zucchini and saying, run your hands all over it and everything.
Well, let me be clear. Is your neighbor saying to your little girl, hey, run your hands over this zucchini?
Yes, sir, he is.
Well,
no,
I don't know.
I
mean,
just,
you know, maybe it's, you know, it's a vegetable.
I think,
you know what, maybe you're the perverted neighbor. Maybe
no, I haven't done anything, lady.
Maybe he's
trying
to be a kind neighbor to you.
How's he being a nice neighbor to me when he's coming over and showing me some big John Holmes
he's
zucchini?
He's proud. He's proud of his zucchini.
Okay, I asked him to stop doing it in front of my daughter, though.
Well, that's your problem.
Well, how's that my
problem?
How's that my problem? I just said don't do it in front of my daughter. See, you don't have an answer for that. See, so what we're saying here, Phil, is that this is the kind of harassment that has been going on. I think that with all the molestations that are going on among young people, with all of the things that are happening with young girls being threatened and everything, and that
well, you're not a young girl though. You're a grown man, and
well, I think it starts here where some guy goes out, and because he can't, you know, do anything dirty to a kid, he'll grow this kind of vegetable as a phallic innuendo. And I won't allow a garden on my property. And the reason why is because I think I'm a common decent man trying to live a common decent life, and I won't have that filth.
All right, let me go to Bill here. Bill, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure if this is satire or not, because this guy is just so hard to believe.
Let me ask, I got to ask you, Mr. Bozell, are you doing this as some kind of a joke on the judicial system?
Mr. Henry, I can assure you and your caller, as I just mentioned, there's been a rash of sexual molestation in this country with children being abducted. Why would I make a joke out of that?
Sir, you have the issue is not the size of this guy's zucchinis. If he's making these statements that you said to your daughter, then that's a separate issue entirely. It would have nothing to do with the actual size of the zucchini.
No, he's saying to
the company that makes the zucchini and what's his name is the spokesman, Whitmore. That's ridiculous. You're blowing this out of proportion.
No, sir. All
one
I'm,
thing has nothing to do with the other.
I'm saying to you, if a man says to a daughter of yours, hey, have you ever seen such a nice big zucchini, and she's running her hands all over it, does that not give you pause?
That might give you pause, but it has nothing to do with this man growing zucchini large. They grow tomatoes large. They grow fruit larger these days. They grow everything larger in order to feed more people, probably. But it has nothing to do with the size. If the guy's acting inappropriately, he's acting inappropriately.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the size of the zucchini. I think you're just bringing that part up because you're a very strange individual looking for some attention.
No, sir. Sir, I don't mind being insulted.
I don't think the gentleman's insulting you. I think he's saying, is this man being inappropriate with your daughter?
He said to her, he said to my daughter, Cynthia, come on over and see the big zucchini.
And you call that some kind of sexual harassment or molestation of your daughter?
Well, he's hanging this big John Holmes-looking thing in front of her.
It depends on the context, and that would be for a court to determine. If you want to bring this lawsuit, that's fine if you have a basis for it. If not, it's a frivolous suit, and you're the reason why that society has become so screwed up in that all we're doing is suing each other now. You're the reason why attorney's fees should be awarded to the winner of a lawsuit when a frivolous lawsuit is brought. That's ridiculous.
Sir, I'm
wasting the resources of the courts and everyone's tax money.
Sir,
can't you just take this up with your neighbor and deal with it like people used to? It's ridiculous. I'm an attorney and I'm saying this.
Sir, I'm perfectly willing not to prosecute this on a civil matter. I'm asking the local authorities and municipal authorities if they can use some kind of infrared.
What are you talking about, infrared? The issue is not the size of the zucchini. If the man is making inferences to your daughter,
right, exactly,
then that's another issue. That
right.
is possibly an actionable thing that the police should get in on. But if it's just the size of the zucchini, that's nothing. That's ridiculous. What are you going to go after, the cucumber and the pickle people next? You're a very strange man.
Sir, I'm a father of two children. I'm a tax-paying business owner. I think it starts with a lot of things. It could be zucchini. The next thing, this guy Hutchins, who's growing avocados and peaches, and he starts showing my daughter how the zucchini and the peach pit fit together or anything like that.
But you didn't hear what this man said. If he's doing something inappropriate, then you talk specifically about that. What did he say? Come on over and look at the zucchini?
Both of you gentlemen know what I'm talking about. Read between the lines. Read between the lines.
I still cannot take you seriously. I believe that you're perpetrating a joke on the radio to make fun of everybody out there. I do not believe that you are serious about this. It's not possible that you are serious about this.
I'm telling you, and I think that you know what I'm saying, that some things are phallic innuendo. Now, would you not call that harassment?
Just saying to a kid, do you want to see the zucchini I'm growing in my garden, is not necessarily phallic innuendo, as you put it.
Oh, okay. So all of a sudden you're a genius. This other gentleman is an attorney, and I'll certainly go with what he is saying, but I think it's upsetting the thought of a garden owner all of a sudden hanging out zucchinis and everything. That's all I'm trying to say.
Let's put it in this context. You show dogs. If you're showing poodles and somebody shows up with a Doberman, is that emasculating your dogs? I mean, that's the extent you're getting to. It's ridiculous. You're just blowing this way out of proportion.
Are you a father, sir? Are you a father?
I can't take it seriously.
Are you a father, sir? Are you a father?
Yes, I am a father.
All right, well, the next time some guy starts growing some John Holmes-looking zucchini next door to you, and your wife and your daughter see this.
John Holmes-looking zucchini.
Yeah, I hope that he offers some up for us so we can cook it up and have a nice meal.
All right, Bill, thanks.
This is ridiculous.
I will tell you what is.
I still don't take you seriously.
What is emasculating is a wiener dog.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. People growing oversized zucchini in gardens. Is it emasculating? Is it a sexual phallic innuendo? This man thinks so. He's suing his neighbor.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
When you go into a supermarket, you do not see them putting out oversized zucchinis in a supermarket. The only place you're going to see that is on these home gardens. And a lot of these people who have these home gardens, these gardens where they're growing their own vegetables in the backyard, have sexual hang-ups, have some kinds of sexual perversions, and are trying some kind of, as I say, sexual innuendo, which I think is wrong. The garden that Mr. Hutchins has, and I took this up with my attorney, is purposefully aimed, if you can believe this, at an empty garage. Now, I have to ask myself, is he sending a message to me? Is he?
What are you saying? Are you saying that the zucchini he's growing is aimed at an empty garage, and so therefore that is some symbol of relations, sexual relations?
Yes, well, I'm saying my attorney said that that is a possibility. All meant and designed to harass my family.
Well, let me go to Jane on the Phil Hendry Show. Jane, go ahead.
Yes, I was just listening to this, and I'm thinking if you're having such a problem with the 911 effect that it had on us, true, it did have an effect on us.
Yes, ma'am, it did.
Tremendous.
Yes, ma'am.
But What should we start watching all of this? And if growing a zucchini that's a large zucchini is having such a profound effect on you, why don't you just buy it from your neighbor, cook it, and eat it?
Ma'am, I'm not going to bring that into my home. As I said to you, it is sexual innuendo.
You're already bringing it into your home. You're making so much of it until now you got your wife and your little daughter involved in it.
I don't know if you have children, but I think as a father
to stand
there. Of course,
I have children. I have children, and I teach children. But the thing is, if that zucchini is having such an effect on you, and you're telling your wife is bringing to your attention and all this, I would just buy the whole lot of the zucchini that he's grown.
Ma'am, I would
tell
you that.
And I tell her, let's cook this stuff, and we'll eat it.
If there's something that the Elizabeth Smart case or any of these cases, these child abduction cases, has taught us, you stand there and you see your little girl. My little girl is 5 years old, and I love her. I worship the ground she walks on. And here's this guy showing her.
Do you know what you're doing to your little girl when you tell her? When you try to, insinuate that a zucchini is doing something and can cause some harm to her other than feel her little tummy, do you know what you're doing to your daughter?
Ma'am, would you not be afraid of for the safety of your children if you saw your neighbor's garden? The man has purposefully grown an overgrown zucchini with cabbage on either side aimed toward an empty garage. You have to read between the lines.
You know what? I would be just as sick as you are sounding to me right now if I had the same mind that you had about a garden. I don't care if it was pointing to an empty garage or the mall.
Ma'am, are you a home gardener?
Well,
no,
you can't
I'm not.
Get it.
I don't grow vegetables, but yeah. I do love them.
Okay, I love vegetables too. I go to the supermarket, but I've never been to a supermarket where they got some big John Holmes zucchini.
I was just in a little town not too far from Columbus here where they had a giant grown watermelons and they had giant cantaloupes. What if I got offended because the cantaloupes were very, very big?
I don't understand.
Well, she's saying, what if they were larger than a woman's breasts, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Larger than a woman's breasts and round, and just rounded, perfectly rounded. What if I walked up and said, okay, that's it. Throw all of these out.
Ma'am, I would
be sick as you are.
Ma'am, I would say you take that up with your pastor or who your minister is. Okay?
It's good that you would say that. You need to talk to your pastor.
Why is it that at one end of the zucchini there's cauliflower? Why is it that on either side there's cabbage? Why is it that it's pointed at an empty garage? This man...
Because that's where he planted his garden.
Well, I think you're a
why
woman.
Don't
I don't
plant
think
a garden? I tell you what to do. To calm all of this down and to give you a peace of mind, why don't you plant a garden and plant the very same things that he did and show your little girl that they all, don't all grow the same size?
Yeah, and harvest the zucchini and say, look, zucchini's this big. I know what you're saying, Steve. You go to the supermarket, most zucchini is normal size. My wife grows zucchini, okay?
Did she grow it the big John Holmes size?
When you keep saying the big John Holmes size, okay?
I tried. I can't grow a big zucchini, number one.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to grow big zucchini.
Well, how come he gets to?
Well, maybe he's using Miracle-Gro. Jesus.
John just needs needs to find something else to do besides watch that man's garden. That's the problem.
All right, thank you for your call. And to, who's your attorney again?
Dolores Blasingame of Riverside, California.
All right, here is Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, you actually have an attorney that took this case?
Ma'am, sir, I'm sorry. Dolores Blasingame is my attorney in Riverside, California.
Does she actually think that you have a chance at any
what she
chance
said
at all
to me was that
law?
There is a specific laws against neighbors harassing you. There is specific law against neighbors harassing you. Yes, sir.
And you call that harassment, the size of a zucchini. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like you are just insecure because you have a small penis. Is that your problem?
Let me ask you a question. You got a penis the size of a large zucchini? No. What man does? No. But this guy is trying to make an issue out of that.
Yeah, but listen, pal, we're all, you know, the American average is 6.5 inches. We're all somewhere in the middle.
Fine. So what's this guy hanging some zucchini, growing it with two cabbages on either side?
Well, he's just growing a zucchini, but you're so insecure, pal, because you have such a small penis, that you're taking this as some insult on your manhood.
Well, that's what it is, right?
Uh,
Let me ask you a question. If somebody called you a bad word like the F word, wouldn't you want to beat him up? If somebody said that you weren't a man, wouldn't you want to beat him up?
Well, what do you mean? Not, I mean, it depends on what they said.
Well, if he said you were gay, or you liked other boys, or some stuff
well,
like that.
Well, I wouldn't beat him up. I'm just saying, no, I'm not gay. I mean, so, you know, just the fact that some guys are not going to get
violent over another guy's comment on their manhood, all right? You called the police, or...
I did not call the police.
Well, somebody was frightened enough to call the police over to this guy's house. You got up in this guy's face. You say that this guy showing your daughter a large zucchini was sexual harassment. And you haven't said anything yet as to how that might be the case.
He says, "What? Look at this." And it's a big John Holmes looking thing.
John.
Here you go again with the John Holmes thing. I mean, you know, here you go. You're comparing it to porn stars that, you know, I mean, you're insecure. That's your problem. You're small, buddy, and you don't want to admit it.
Well, okay, fine. Whatever you say.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your call.
Wouldn't you be insulted, Mr. Henry, if you were a man and your neighbor brought over a pea pod with two cherry tomatoes attached to the side and said, "Here you go, Steve. I thought this would make you feel better."
If my name was Steve, what is going on with those dogs?
I don't know, but one of them just licked on my leg.
That's great. I think your dog is bugged that you're on this show. 1-800-449-8686.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, man. You got your story out.
Well, I do have a hotline number if anybody wants to call and donate to a defense fund. Oh, ha ha.
Go ahead, give your number.
213-251-3189. This is the Steve Ozell Fund where we would like people to donate money for my legal expenses. I'm prosecuting a neighbor who is intent on harassing me by making me feel less of a man by purposefully growing...
John Holmes looking zucchini.
Yes, sir. Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay. Well, you people with those home gardens, you sick perverts. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Steve has filed sexual harassment charges against his next-door neighbor and Steve's own daughter. Steve took his daughter shopping for school clothes, and one of the items they bought was a training bra. Well, upon returning home, the bra fell out of the bag, and Steve's neighbor implied the bra was for Steve. His daughter, April, made things worse when she picked up the bra and held it to Steve's chest, and everybody laughed.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
The more you talk, the more ignorant you sound. Now, how is it that you buying your daughter a bra make you a pervert?
Oh, really?
Now, listen, sir. Let me say one thing.
One of these female lawyers who love to sue guys for being pervert, and one of these ladies at the party said, "Hey, Steve, do you have anything bigger than those hot dogs?"
Okay, sir. Listen, let me say something to you. You are to be an example to their children. How can you set an example by suing your daughter, and then you have the audacity to say that you love your daughter and you
want
to take from her? How can you say you are very thin? In, sir, and you have issues. I would hope that you would check yourself into a hospital because you are mentally ill, because everything that comes out of your mouth makes you sound more and more stupid.
This is what I'm saying. You want me to be mentally ill, so they'll check me into a sexual pervert hospital.
You have issues, and how dare you disgrace your mother-in-law in saying that you're glad that she has breast cancer.
She's doing nothing but breaking my castanets for 15 years.
Let me tell you something. By her dealing with her cancer, she has no thought of you. She is dealing with her disease
No, you're wrong. She's sitting back there with cancer thinking, boy, this will bust his you-know-what.
That's what she's doing. She's got breast cancer. She's battling for her life, and she's thinking about breaking your castanets on that one.
That's right.
I really hope that you get some serious mental help because you are ignorant and you need help.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I'm at the birthday party for the girls. I'm grilling up hot dogs, and the women come over and they say to me, "You got anything bigger than those?" Because they're waiting for me to be a pervert and waiting for me to be a pervert.
And so what was your answer to them?
I said, "No, ma'am." I said, "No, these are the only their bun length. That's what I was asked to get." And they all started laughing.
And that was it.
And they
you know
all started
what?
Laughing.
That was it. I hope that your wife would get the kids away from you because you have issues.
See, there you go. Even though I don't want to be a pervert, you want to make me one.
What I'm saying is that you have mental issues that you need to deal with. And until you deal with them, you do not need to deal with your daughter or anyone else.
Okay, but my mother-in-law blames me for the cancer. She says that I've been a horrible husband for her daughter, and I caused her distress so bad she got sick, and I'm thinking about suing her for making those comments.
You know what? You do you work?
Yeah, I got my own construction contracting business.
Are you pleasantly working right now? Because
I'm on the phone talking to you. What a question. Am I working right now?
No, she means...
No, I'm talking about each
she's gonna
day.
Ask me, she's calling me stupid. She's asking me if I'm working right now. Does it sound like I'm working right now?
Because
you want to sue everybody. You're trying to get money. And all it's going to do, your lawyer would take the case. They'll take any case because they'll take the money from you.
Dolores Blasingame believes that we have a case that could go all the way to the Supreme Court.
She'll tell you anything as long as she can get her hands on your wallet.
You got that right. Well, thank you. So I am so glad that I turned this on because this is one of the most stupidest things I ever heard. I really pray, sir, that you get some help.
Can I ask you a question,
man?
How come those women asked me if I had any sausages instead of hot dogs? You know sausages are larger, and that's a sexual connotation. And, Mr. Henry, at this time, I'm going to say that I feel badgered by this caller, and I would like her name and address.
You're not going to get my call.
Are you going to sue me now?
Yes, ma'am. Because of the way you badgered me, yes, ma'am.
Don't give him anything, Sheila. Don't give him anything.
No. I won't give him anything. It's just the point that you're going to sue. Now you're going to sue me. What have I said to you? You're going to sue me
I'll sue you. Yes, I will sue you. I'll sue you for making fun of me and also for emotional distress.
What for what, man? Are you crazy?
Sir, had emotional distress before you called here. And number one, thinking about the emotional distress that you're going to bring upon your daughter. That's what you need to think
bring
about.
Bring upon my daughter? She laughed at me and put the training bra on me. I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my G. I don't believe this. You all have a blessed evening.
Get a
you know what, sir? I'm going to pray for you. If you're crying because of the things I said to you, you need to think about it. But I really believe this is a crank. I don't believe him.
Will you pray for me?
Yes, I will.
When she called my wife to tell her about how she made me cry, my wife had the gall to say I would never fit into a training bra because I have man boobs.
Anyway,
sir, you have a good night, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Is she gone?
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Steve is suing his neighbors Roy and Renee Hutchins because Renee called Steve a pig. See, apparently Roy, Renee, Steve, and Steve's wife April were all out for a drive on a hot day. When Steve got out of the car, his skin against the hot seat made a fart noise.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
First of all, there's no way you can call yourself a professional comedian, past or present.
Well, ma'am, what do you mean I'm not a professional comedian? I made a comeback to her.
That wasn't professional.
About smelling like tuna.
It was stupid and cruel.
Well, first of all, she said I farted, and that's not true. That's technically slander.
You know what?
Secondly, when I said you smell like tuna, I've often used that line in my nightclub act. If somebody says, get off the stage, you stink, and I'll go, well, you smell like tuna. That's a common stand-up comedy line.
A common stand-up comedy line.
Not at any comedy shows I've been to. There's nothing common about that.
Well, like one guy.
All you have done. Can I speak, please?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
All you have done is showed the stupidity that you are.
I'm not the one who said, you smell like a pig. My skin stuck to the leather and it sounded like a fart noise.
Well, okay, all you had to do was probably explain to this woman. She probably would have been very gracious and, apologized.
I did. I said, no, you don't understand. That was my skin stuck to the leather. And she goes, yeah, sure. Why don't you use the bathroom before we go into dinner and all that? And then I said, no, you don't understand. It was my skin stuck to leather. Then she goes, yeah, right. And I go, well, then you smell like albacore and spring water.
Well, you know what? It's still stupid, grown people carrying ignorant remarks this far and cramming our judicial system with court cases that are stupid.
Well, ma'am, O.J. Simpson, everybody thought was guilty.
Oh, you know what? You are so stupid. That statement is so stupid. You and O.J.
Everybody thought he was guilty and come to find out that he was not guilty. See, same thing with me. I did not cut a fart. Come to find out I didn't cut a fart, but she thought I did.
You must have an ego the size of New York City.
Why do you say that? I'm simply trying...
Comparing what has happened with you to what happened with O.J., that's just ignorant.
Can I ask you a question? Because I've got a sense that I'm talking to someone famous. Could you say, hi, I'm Martha Ray, by Paula Dent, because...
What?
Is this Martha Ray?
You are really an idiot, aren't you? I'm just a good old country girl from Arkansas.
I swear to God, you sound like... Could you just say, hi, I'm Martha Ray?
No, I won't, because I'm not going to play into your...
Well,
you're
Well, ma'am, I used to be a stand-up comic. And
yeah, okay, we got about how you were a stand-up comic and the
I'm
big comic.
I'm sick of it.
Well, only if you walked in the deepest valley can you know how sweet it is to be.
You are so full of
You are so full of it. See, now you're laughing at me. I said...
No, I'm laughing at the idea that you could be so ignorant.
Ma'am, tell me that this isn't funny. I said to her, I should have brought my fishing pole. I could have caught dinner in your pants. And it,
if I were her husband, I would have clocked you.
Exactly. That's my point. You're lucky they're suing you and not beating the whole entire out of you.
They're not doing what, ma'am?
If I had been her husband,
yes,
I would have decked your ass.
Why?
Because you're rude, prude, and obnoxious.
Ma'am.
All right, what was that?
Nothing, sir. Ma'am.
Yes.
All I'm saying is this. There was a little trial that happened not too long ago. I'm sure you remember about it. The Manson family trial, okay? Everybody thought Manson was innocent. Come to find out, he did it.
Now okay? You're comparing yourself to Manson?
No.
You know what?
What a moron.
Okay. I'm swearing, he is such an idiot.
I'm going to ask you to watch your comments, sir, because you could be sued.
What are you going to sue me for?
Oh, let me tell you something. If you get up and speak in court, he will have his point proven. You are a moron.
I have never even got my closing line out about how nice she'd look in a casserole. And
you're
that's
disgusting.
What I'm...
You are just disgusting.
But I used to do stand-up comedy.
Oh,
you know,
I would advise you
not to come to Arkansas because... The boys here would just literally tear you a new ass.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio. Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
But you realize, sir, that any accusation of sexual impropriety with a child is very, very serious.
I recognize that, sir. But I would like to tell you that I am, I think that I've been victimized. I want to tell you where I am right now, Mr. Hendry. I'm sitting in a cocktail lounge in the city of Corona, and I do not drink. But since the events of this past weekend, it is difficult for me not to think about taking a drink, only to try and just calm my nerves over what's been going on.
Okay, I'm not going to indict you, and I'm not going to say you're guilty of anything, but you went up to Lake Arrowhead this weekend with some brownies, your daughter's brownie troop, and another brownie troop, right?
Yes, sir. And I was not the only one. I was with my wife.
No, I understand that. You and your wife and another couple were chaperoning a brownie troop.
Yes, sir, to Alpine Village up Lake Arrowhead.
Okay, now, you go up there. Were you going to spend the night?
We spent the night with the kids over Saturday night, yeah.
All right. What happened? What happened? What led up to this? You were building a snowman with the kids, right?
We built a snowman. What happened was we were having lunch with the children. And I saw Roy Hutchins, who is also a neighbor of mine, and he also was chaperoning. And he was clowning with the kids, and they were laughing. And my daughter was part of the group of kids down at the other end of the table who were laughing at what Mr. Hutchins was doing. He was just acting the clown, etc. So after lunch, myself and about 10 of the kids went out, and we started to build a snowman. And you have to understand something, Mr. Henry. A man wants to have the approval of his children. And there's no sweeter sound to a man's ears than the laughter of his children. So we built a snowman, and we had some pine cones and everything else. Now,
let's get to the point with the carrot, okay?
Yes, sir. I was feeling good. I meant nothing by it. We had a large carrot that we kept over from feeding the horses. And that's when I put the carrot into the snowman. And
what did you say?
I said, look what Frosty's got. I said, look what Frosty the snowman's got.
Now, you put this carrot into the snowman to represent his some kind of manhood, correct?
Yes, sir. And I meant no offense by it. And I think what happens is
Everybody wants to make a big deal out of nothing. I understand, in retrospect, it probably wasn't that great of an idea, but I didn't mean to hurt anybody.
And well, one of the kids started to. So one of the kids ran away, right?
Yeah. This is the Finch girl, Cassidy Finch.
Okay, she ran away to tell Mr. Hutchins. And her complaint to Mr. Hutchins was that you were showing your thing to the girls.
Well, sir, that is absolutely wrong.
No, I understand that, but when you put the carrot into the snowman, that's what she thought. She's a little kid. She's 9 years old.
I know that. But this never would have started if it hadn't been for Roy Hutchins clowning around and all the girls were laughing at him and nobody was laughing at me. So I wanted to show that I could be funny, too. And I thought it was very funny. My daughter didn't laugh, but she didn't, flip out or anything.
Your daughter was one of the 10 girls that was helping build the snowman.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you put the snowman together, you put the eyes in, the mouth in, the hat on, and then you put a carrot down below to look like he's got one.
Yes, sir, and I didn't think it was any big thing. Then the kid ran away. Next thing I know, Mr. Hutchins is, Roy Hutchins, who's a friend of mine, is talking to me about this. So I wrote down the comment that I made, which I told you about.
Right, that was, look what Mr. Frosty's got.
Yes, sir.
All right, then what happened?
Well, as I said, one of the girls cried and ran away. And I may have used bad judgment, but it's only inappropriate, If there's a negative connotation to it, and obviously that girl was raised in a home where there may be things going on, I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's... Well, wait a minute. You're going to say because the girl ran away when she saw you put the carrot into the snowman, an inappropriate place in the snowman, you think it's she's living in a home where there's things going on?
Well, why would she run away? That's completely ridiculous.
Well, maybe she was told if any man or adult gets inappropriate with you, you should run away from him.
I did not get inappropriate. All I said was, here's a carrot, Frosty's got a thing. Now, isn't that funny? And all I wanted was for the kids to laugh, and nobody laughed. Now, one of the bad things that comes from this, Mr. Henry, is a preemptive lawsuit, which I'm filing.
And all right, I want to hear about the preemptive lawsuit. I want to give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Well, you've got a troop full of parents that are upset with you. Because in making this snowman, you put a carrot in him to look like he had a sex organs. And that, in and of itself, made one of the kids run away. And you've been accused, I guess, of being inappropriate with the kids. Now, I realize that perhaps you have your explanation, but nonetheless, you want the kids to laugh, then make them laugh.
I gave Frosty the snowman a thing, which I realized might have been wrong. Now, these are the Kolachucks. Who think they're going to sue me. I would like to get a preemptive lawsuit going in case the Kolachucks sue me.
Have you been sued or have you been presented with papers or have you been arrested or anything?
No, I have not, sir. However, I am going to sue the Alpine Snow Camp and the Kolachucks to keep them from entering into the court record that they want to sue me. So what I'm doing is basically preempting any lawsuit against me. I don't want anybody thinking that I'm some kind of a pervert. So I will sue them. I will sue the Alpine Village Snow Camp, which is where the children were. If I have to name the child, and I don't want to name the child in the lawsuit, Cassidy Finch, I will, because it all started with her. The other little girls wouldn't have anything of it if she hadn't run away and told the Hutchins.
So you're blaming this child. Is her name Finch?
Her name is Cassidy Kolachuk. I'm sorry.
All right, in retrospect, let me ask you, Mr. Bozell, would you have done this again? Would you have put the carrot in the snowman like that? You know, you got 10 little girls, you got a couple of brownie troops, you're responsible for them. And don't you think there's a little bit of an impropriety there, sexualizing a snowman?
Sir, I could have explained it better to the kids, but the fact remains that the male body is a beautiful thing. And I think this is really at the heart of it. I think we are being accused of the male body is a beautiful thing.
If the male body is a beautiful thing, the female body is a beautiful thing. These kids are 9. Can they wait?
Well, I would say that they're trying to make the male body something ugly, and I won't have that. And the carrot that I used was very large, etc. And I could have used better judgment on whether it was too big or not. I don't know. And I saw the carrot, and I pulled it out of the bag, and it was large, and I used it.
What, in order to be flattering to the male body?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman was chaperoning, along with his wife, a troop of brownies. They were building a snowman up at Alpine Village, and he put a carrot in the snowman to represent male, the male sex organ, and then he said, look what Frosty's got. One of the kids ran away. You haven't been sued, but you are suing to preempt any legal action against you.
Yeah, nobody's going to touch me on this one, because I might have made a mistake, but nobody's going to call me a child molester, so my attorney told me to take preemptive action, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay, hi.
Hi, ma'am.
You know what? If you're in a group of small children, you do not put sexual organs on a snowman. It's just not correct.
It was a carrot. It didn't have nothing else.
It's inappropriate, and you shouldn't do it. It's just not right. And just assuming, because this little girl ran away from it, just assuming that she is brought up in a home where there's problems is ignorant. Maybe, just like the guy said, maybe she was taught if somebody does something inappropriate, you walk away or you run away. It's not right. You know what? You're a sick puppy.
That's my point.
You are just a sick puppy.
Wait a minute. What? The male body is beautiful. Why would
you
run away?
I agree the male body is beautiful, but it's not slaughtered in front of children.
Okay, all it was a snowman with a carrot in his thing.
But you were insinuating. No. Why? What would make you do that in front of children?
Well, because we had the carrot. We were using items from the kitchen. I had the carrot.
Let's go in the snowman's nose, not by his...
Well, ma'am...
I can't say it. I'm on the air.
You know
what I'm saying?
I'm sitting in a bar right now, and I have been sober for 10 years. And
you
that's
know
how
what?
Much this
that
has upset me.
Got anything to do with it
that's
whatsoever.
How much, that's how much that kid upset
even
me.
Brought up.
Well, are you accusing this?
Don't do that in front of children.
Ma'am, I don't know if you're married, but a man's thing doesn't look like a carrot. And so how she could make that.
But you were, as the lady said, you were insinuating it by putting it there. All right? And you're sitting in a bar, you haven't taken a drink in 10 years?
That's right. I feel as if I have been wronged. I've been abused. I got a kid now. This kid, of all the people in the world who would make me take a drink, this kid's going to make me take a drink because she ran away because the carrot looks like a thing.
All right, Stephen, hold the line. Stephen Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, California, who was chaperoning a troop of brownies. They were building a snowman, and he stuck a carrot in the snowman to symbolize male sex organs. Some of the kids ran away. Apparently, the parents got upset. He is now going to sue. He is filing what he calls a preemptive lawsuit because he says, quote, he didn't mean anything by it. And this little girl who ran away is going to cause him to take a drink after 10 years of sobriety. It's a mess. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're on with Stephen Bozell. You were chaperoning a brownie troop when you and some of the kids started building a snowman. You put a carrot in the snowman. Now you are suing the girl that ran away because she thought she was scared when you put that carrot in the snowman to symbolize his private parts. You're suing that family.
That is correct, sir. And I'll tell you why, Mr. Henry. I'm very fortunate in that I have a very good attorney out of Riverside, California. Her name is Dolores Blazengame. She's very creative, and we have found an area in law which says that you can preemptively sue someone if you believe them to be planning any civil action against you concerning a completely innocent thing that you've done with no feelings about being mean, just trying to do the best thing. And so Ms. Blazengame is using California statute as well as federal law to ensure that that little girl isn't going to get a pound of flesh out of me. And I'll tell you right now, I feel bad that she ran away. I didn't mean to do anything wrong. But if that little girl thinks she's going to, you know, get a pound of flesh out of Steve Bozell, you can forget all about that. I'm sitting at a bar right now, first bar I've been in 10 years. And
well, you're blaming that kid for you wanting to take a drink.
That kid will not make me drink. It's her father's fault for making that child terrified of a carrot. Bugs Bunny had a carrot in every episode. They certainly aren't saying Bugs Bunny was no pervert or anything like that. A real pervert, if I was a real pervert, Mr. Henry, I would have put two plums next to it or some salad sprouts around a carrot to make it look like the real thing.
All right, I understand that, okay? But the fact is you just used the carrot. 1-800-449-8686. And then to turn around and sue the little girl that ran away, I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Elizabeth, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Yes. I think, first of all, this idea of him being in a bar, can you hear me?
I can hear the lady.
The idea of you being in a bar and blaming, you know, that on the child, I think you should get to an AA meeting, and I think you should publicly apologize for the inappropriate behavior that you exhibited that day, and I think that the girl was totally appropriate to run away. As a mother, I've taught my children if an adult does something that makes you feel uncomfortable, you get away from that person.
But how do you know the kid's not messed up? You see what I'm saying?
My children are stable children, and they know that if an adult does something that they don't feel comfortable with, they are to run away.
See,
and that was totally inappropriate,
see,
what you did.
That's exactly what Robin Kolachev said to me, the mother. She talked just like you, and I tried to explain to her, wait a second, a real pervert, as I said to Robin Kolachev and to her husband, I said, a real pervert would have had two plums and make it look real and some garden sprouts.
You know what? It was inappropriate what you did, sir. And you know what? You're making it sound like a very light matter.
Well, it was
inappropriate. You should say you're sorry. You should do some public service. You should get some help for yourself with your alcoholism problem.
Ma'am, I've been sober for 10 years.
Well, I don't think you should sue this family to protect yourself. I think you should just publicly apologize and realize that what you did, you're not even claiming that it was inappropriate. It was inappropriate.
Well, my attorney told me it's not inappropriate if the carrot was put there just for fun.
You're dealing with children. What kinds of things do you do with your children? I mean, that's inappropriate. I'm sorry.
What
goodbye.
What kind of home does this girl grow up in? Every time someone pulls a carrot out, she runs away. Now, I find that...
It wasn't the carrot, per se. It was the carrot on the snowman in the inappropriate place.
But it was for fun, and it was not... See, in other words, no snowman's going to be able to do it.
Well, it doesn't matter whether a snowman's going to be able to do it or not.
Well, Mr. Henry, I hope you're having a good time.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter whether a snowman is capable of consummating a sex act, sir. It has to do with the image of that. Children are children. Let them be children. Let Frosty the Snowman be a eunuch, okay? What do you got to put a penis on him for?
Sir... It was an artistic statement that had nothing to do with to want to molest.
1-800-449-8686. Donna, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, hi,
yes.
Steve.
Yes,
hey,
ma'am.
Steve.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I'm a co-leader in a Girl Scout troop, and, you know, we have units that we do on things like Stranger Danger, and so that reaction of that little girl, especially if you were there as a chaperone, you know how protective Girl Scout troops are, and how serious they take the safety of their children.
Well, I
you know,
understand
that,
ma'am.
Was a big,
but these
that
were brownies.
Was a big thing. Well, brownies, Girl Scouts. I mean, you know what we're talking about.
Brownies
here.
Are not the same as a Girl Scout. They're, as I understand, they haven't made. They're still just brownies.
Okay.
Right, they're
but
brownies.
We're talking about the same organization, and we're talking about the level of protection.
Well, that's
that
true.
Everybody
that's true.
Is committed to.
Can I bring up
children.
A point, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
If Roy Hutchins had not tried to be Mr. Funny Man with the tomato that he used for a nose, I wouldn't have even thought about the carrot. So in a lot of ways, he's got some culpability here.
How's he culpable? Why, because he was entertaining the kids at lunch?
But that made me want to be entertaining, too.
Okay. You know
See?
What, Steve? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Henry.
No, go on, Donna.
Okay, I just think that there's two issues at stake here, and I was really happy a little while ago because I heard you say you're really sorry about what happened. But, you know,
they're probably going to want to sue me, so I'm going to sue them first.
Right,
in
that's
order to
the
protect
other
myself.
Issue. There's two things, Steve. Don't you think that we live in a litigious society? You're going on the offense to protect yourself, but there's also a core issue here. It's an ethical issue. and you're trying to defend an indefensible position.
Can I
right
ask you
now.
A question, ma'am? May I ask you a question? If she ran away from the, why didn't she run away from the tomato on Roy's face, which could have meant something too?
But, you know, you're trying.
Wait a minute.
You need to do a little more thinking about the whole thing.
You don't know.
And take your ownership on it. It doesn't matter what anyone else did. Just focus on yourself.
See, that's one of them words.
On your.
That's what the ladies
that
take
you
ownership.
Have to look at.
And I hate those words. Take ownership, because that sounds like I'm on the Oprah Winfrey show.
Yeah, take ownership, man. The tomato on Roy Hutchins' face could have meant what?
I don't want to say. It could have. Roy had his nose in a naughty area.
Oh, get out of here! It was a big red nose.
Steve, you're at a crossroads in your life. You can either take responsibility for what's happened.
Wait a minute, are you a Girl Scout leader?
I'm a co-leader.
Okay, well, you're coming off like you're Dr. Laura Kissinger or something.
Well, thank you. I just really think that we have to talk person to person here, and you have a choice in your life. You're at a crossroads. You can either go one way or the other, and it'll make a big difference in the rest of your life.
Right.
So,
or what?
Good luck to you with what you decide.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
I'm not here. I'm just...
one 800 449 8686. We'll be back with Stephen Bozell. This is a man who was building a snowman with some brownies, some Girl Scout brownies, and he put a carrot in an inappropriate area. And,
had to drain the main vein.
Yeah, I got that. And we'll be right back.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
All right, the coyote. What happened? The kids ran away.
Well, a little girl ran away.
We're talking with Steve Bozell. He is a father of a little girl in the brownies. He was chaperoning along with his wife of a brownie troop, as was another couple. They built a snowman and he put a carrot in a place that signifies the private area in front of some 9-year-old kids. And,
well, I wish you would stop saying in front of 9-year-old kids, because...
Well, that's exactly what you did.
But you're intimating it's inappropriate, Mr. Henry. And I got down on my hands and knees, and I began eating the carrot to show the kids that all it was a carrot. Okay?
Yeah, but the you may have showed the kids that all it was a carrot. And that's fine. Why did you get down on your hands and knees, sir?
I'm sorry?
Why did you get down on your hands and knees and start eating the carrot? Did you take it out and start eating it?
Sir, it was a frozen carrot, and it was frozen in the body of the snowman.
So to show the kids that all it was as if they didn't already know it was a carrot.
Well, the kid ran away, and I did not want any intimation of inappropriateness.
So you got down on your hands and knees and ate the carrot that way. Were you using your hands? Did you grab the carrot?
Oh, would that have made it better looking for you? Have you seen any of the adult films that are out currently?
Wait a second. I don't understand what you're saying. Did you take the carrot out of the snowman and eat it like that?
No, sir. It was frozen in.
So you were down on your hands and knees eating the carrot like that?
Mr. Henry, my attorney, Dolores Plazengamer of Riverside, California, assures me that my behavior, while regrettable, does not position me to be sued. And I did not do anything intentionally to hurt no kid.
Well, first you're telling me you put a carrot there, the kid runs away, and then to show the kids it's just a carrot, you get on your hands and knees and eat it like that.
I don't understand.
Oh, come on. And you're sitting in a bar right now. Have you had a drink?
No, sir, I have not. But I'll tell you, that kid, that Cassidy Kolachuk, will make me get a drink.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Shauna on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, Shauna.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. You know, he is in his, mid to late 30s?
Yes, ma'am. I'm 36 years old.
Okay. I think you're old enough to know what is appropriate and inappropriate for between 8 and 9-year-old girls.
Well, ma'am, if I made a mistake, I made a mistake. But I did it innocently, And I don't want nobody calling me, a pervert.
Did you wrap your arms around the waist of the snowman as you were eating this carrot?
No, I did not, sir.
Well, witnesses say you had your arms on the waist of the snowman.
I might have done that, yes, to steady myself. Yes, sir.
Well, can I say something else?
Go ahead.
If you get sued or something, you know, there's a high price to pay for being an idiot. I'm sorry.
Okay, now you're calling me names.
And
How come I'm an idiot?
Child Protective Services really need to keep an eye on you and keep you away from any other Girl Scout meetings or whatever.
Wait a minute. What did I do wrong? See, now you're opening yourself up for a lawsuit.
Oh, let me tell you, as a former 8-9-year-old girl, that would freak me out.
What?
And yes, I would tell my parents, because, no one ever did that to me, and I'm 26 years old.
Wait a minute, which part? That I used a carrot?
That you would even think it, do it, in front of girls? You had to think it out before you did it. And that scares me.
Look at pal, not only did you use the carrot, you got on your hands and knees to eat it with your hands on the waist of the snowman.
Well, I don't understand what your filthy mind is conjuring up, Mr. Hendry, right now, but I can assure you...
My filthy mind. All right, Shauna, thank you. Here is Danielle on the Phil Hendry Show. Danielle?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm 17 years old, and with all due respect, sir, if you would have done that in front of me, it would have scared me. And I know that I have nieces and nephews that are 9 years old. And
but you're all grown up.
I'm
She's
not
17.
All grown up, but...
She's 17. Okay. She's still technically a minor. Forgive me, Danielle,
exactly.
But you are.
No, I agree with you. And I'm sorry,
well,
sir, but I think that is...
17, you say she's a minor, I mean...
I don't even think that's an issue here. The point is that I think that you're very inappropriate, and I think you're very sick, and I know that I'm taught even now, if somebody makes me so uncomfortable, that I run away from it.
Well, what did I do that made... I'd like to know specifically what I did.
Okay, first of all, can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
You're acting like a 9-year-old yourself. You're not taking responsibility for what you did. My friends... They're 17, 18. We do stuff like that, and it's funny and everything like that, but we would never do it in front of kids because...
Well, what did I do that was so wrong?
So what did you do? You stuck a carrot in a snowman in an inappropriate place, and then you start eating it there? What is not wrong about that? Tell me that.
Because it was frozen there, and I wanted to show the kids...
Also, because the carrot was frozen, that makes it okay.
What are you...
If you would have stuck a strawberry there, it doesn't make a difference.
Ma'am, let me ask you, are you afraid of carrots?
I'm not afraid of carrots. But I'm afraid of perverts like you.
Oh, now I'm a pervert.
Look,
yes, you are.
Giselle, we've already got the story. On your hands and knees eating the carrot, putting your hands on the waist of the snowman. What are you, a mental case?
Well, Mr. Hendry, unless you want my attorney, Dolores Blasingame...
Yeah, I know. Of Riverside, California, is very creative, and she's going to sue everybody.
I tried to warm up the carrot by rubbing it with my hands.
And can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you take responsibility for your own actions and not put it on your attorney? Your attorney has to stick up for you. That's her job.
That's right. I mean, that's what you're paying her for.
It's not... She has to do that. She has to say that. She doesn't necessarily agree with the fact that what you did. If she did, she'd have to be sick in the head.
Have you ever eaten a carrot without your hands? That's just yes or no. Have you ever eaten a carrot without your hands? Yes or no?
With a fork. So I guess that's
okay.
With my hands.
All right. What, a raw carrot? That sounds kind of nuts.
No, a cooked carrot, man. They cook carrots.
Well.
Okay, listen, Danielle, thank you.
I don't know what the two of you are laughing at. The fact of the matter is, all right, I'll take responsibility for this much. I shouldn't have done it. It was bad.
So then why are you fighting it? Why? It was bad and it was wrong, and if you admit that.
People won't take my apology. They want to sue me anyway. And on top of that, they want me to admit that eating the carrot was bad. Now that I won't admit to.
Eating a carrot is not bad, but in the way that you did it was bad.
What did I do?
Oh, my gosh, you frustrate me so bad. You act like a 9-year-old kid.
What did I do?
You ate a carrot in an inappropriate place in front of 9-year-old kids. What more do you need to know what you did? Would you do that? Why would you do that in front of your own daughter?
Well, I didn't do it in front of the kids. I just, well...
You did do it in front of the kids.
You screwed up, you idiot, and you're going to get sued for it.
And the fact that that other guy put a tomato on his nose... That's appropriate for little kids. That's like being a clown. What you did was out of line.
It could have been that he was sticking his nose up into a
like little 9-year-old little kids are going to think about that.
Yes, exactly. Did any kids run away from him?
If I was a little girl, I would have run away.
Oh my!
I'm sorry.
If I was
well, you're acting like a little girl.
Oh well, I'm not afraid of no carrot, so I guess that don't make me.
All right, look at pal. Don't worry about it, Danielle.
You're
going to the nut house. And thanks a lot, Mr. Bozell, because I think that when the guys in the white jacket come for you, that'll be the least of your problems. Maybe I don't know if they put you in a soft room. Can you get sued there? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next life. The Phil Henry Show is back.
It is our annual Thanksgiving Day marathon. Steve Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, California. He moved to California back in 1994 with his family from Knoxville, Tennessee. His wife, April, his son, Steve Jr., and his daughter, April Jr., live out in Corona. And he has a construction company called B&B Construction. Since moving here to California, he has found a lot not to his liking. From his initial days, not appreciative of the particularly heavy winter they had to live through back in 1994-95, he sued the California Chamber of Commerce because they said it was the Golden State and there was a lot of sunshine. He sued them because it rained too much. Then when he had his cable TV cut off because he didn't pay the bill, he sued the cable company because everybody has a right to cable whether they pay for it or not. Well, since then, it's gotten even more bizarre. Steve Bozell has sued his dog. He sued his own daughter. He sued his own wife. He sued his own son. He sues constantly his next-door neighbor, Roy Hutchins, and one of his own employees, Cliff Pettigrew. He sues everybody and anybody for all kinds of crazy things. In fact, Steve tried to use a plutter... you're not going to believe this one. Steve tried to use a plumber's putty once as a lubricant for, shall we say, an act of self-gratification. And because it got stuck or something, he sued them, even when he was caught in an outhouse doing it. So that's Steve Bozell. Steve Bozell is a particularly interesting character of ours because he has websites devoted to him all over the internet. And on top of everything else, G. Gordon Liddy, supposedly one of the great talk show hosts in America, USA Today called him that, is so stupid he thinks Steve Bozell is real and has actually read out Steve Bozell lawsuits on his so-called show, end quote. Steve is part of a group called Parents of Gay and Lesbian Teens. They feel it's very important for these teens not to flaunt their sexuality because it can hurt their family. Steve's considering suing his daughter, April Jr., because at the company picnic they were playing baseball, kids versus the dads. April Jr. hit a home run off of one of Steve's pitches. Steve now feels his own daughter is a lesbian and was showing her flamboyance for everybody at the picnic to see. She could have easily butted the ball instead.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
I have to tell you something, honestly, and please don't cut me off. Let me finish, okay? This is the most arrogant human being I've ever heard in my life. You think that just because a woman is athletic that immediately... Wait a minute.
You're calling me arrogant.
You are very arrogant.
She's the one that watches the Three Stooges and everything.
I'm not the one who watches the Three Stooges. I don't like the Three Stooges,
but
I rock climb without ropes. And I'm married to a man.
Every
and you know what? I
that.
Make more money than him, and I take him out to eat all the time.
Rock climbing, every woman does. I'm talking about real lesbian stuff.
You know, you're stereotyping every lesbian as being a good baseball player, and
they
that
are.
Is not how it is.
They're damn good.
Well, you know what? Maybe you just feel inferior because she's better than you are.
No girl can be better than a guy at baseball unless she's, you know, playing fast pitch.
Do you have any college education? Because you sound...
Who, me?
Yes.
I went to JC in Knoxville, Tennessee for a half a year. Then I come out to California.
Well, I think you need to take some biology classes because you're completely confused. You're misconstrued about gay and lesbianism.
Wait a minute. What is dissecting a frog going to help me about my daughter hitting the ball really good? Are you crazy or something?
Why are you feeling so inferior because your daughter did that? She wasn't outing herself.
All right.
She wasn't flamboyant. Did she have a sign, ride to the game on a bike with dykes on bikes?
And there she is, loving the Three Stooges, and also...
What is the Three Stooges? So what? I like Abbott and Costello.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Okay, do you also watch Monday Night Raw? No, I didn't think so. She does.
So
I rest my case.
See,
We're diverse people. We have lots of different interests and lots of different tastes.
Monday Night Raw is the wrestling thing?
You better believe it. Bingo. Give the man a cigar.
You are taking it out on your daughter. And you know what? Honestly, I think you added her because you said her name on the air. You're the one making a big deal out of it, practically in tears, because you think you're so good.
Hey, that's
right.
Well,
you know what? Maybe you suck and you just think you're good.
No, I'm really good. I got 6 no-hitters. And also, Bill Winwood.
Everything I hear out of you is just I. It's all about you. Me. What about your daughter? You are damaging her. In fact,
you
ought to be proud of her for being such an athlete.
I tried. I sent pamphlets around the neighborhood about her being a lesbian so they'd treat her gooder.
You need to go back to school. You know what?
Oh,
you are absolutely ignorant. Ignorance is not bliss.
Oh, you all think you're so smart.
Well, I have 2 degrees, and I happen to know that you're very wrong, you're very arrogant, you're very self-centered. Every stereotype in the world that I have ever heard of before is coming out of your mouth.
And what do you mean you sent pamphlets around the neighborhood saying
that
she was a lesbian?
That's outing her by him doing
that. That's telling him don't hurt her.
What are you talking about, man? You just mentioned her name on the air.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not, ma'am.
Well, you need to rewind it and play it again because you did. You said your daughter's name was April, and then you said whatever your last name is.
See? You don't know. Because I never said my last name.
You hear yourself. I hope you get a tape program of this because you are absolutely the most asinine, arrogant, pompous person I have ever heard of in my life.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
You don't know what I mean by that? Because it's about you, not about your daughter. Your daughter didn't sit there. You know what flamboyant is? Look up in the dictionary what it says. It says ornate, okay? Was she wearing a bunch of pins that says, I'm a dyke, look at me? No!
Yeah.
Beat your butt by getting a home run!
Right.
She should have hit you in the head and knocked some common sense into you.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Steve took his family on vacation and rented a convertible Mustang. While Steve was putting the bags in the trunk of the car, he noticed that his wife, April, got into the driver's seat. He was mortified. All the other men renting cars were watching. The man is supposed to drive the rental, not the wife. He told her to get out. She wouldn't, so he pulled her out of the car, knocking out her 2 front teeth.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Let me just clarify one thing right off the bat. I have rented a car. It has been a convertible Mustang, and I have done the driving because my boyfriend had to go to work, and I dropped him off. Okay.
Well,
so, let me just get that out of the way right now. So, sitting and yelling at me about that I've never driven a convertible Mustang is a moot point. Okay. That's number one. Number two, I'm listening to your story. Okay, and I'm hearing that you're upset. Okay, and that's fine and whatever.
Well, but you don't understand. I was subjected to abuse above and beyond whether she... See, everybody laughs at it.
Wait, can I...
That's the part that makes me mad.
Okay, can I finish? And then you can totally have your turn. My biggest concern here is where you're placing the blame, okay? There are plenty of husbands and wives, partners, whatever, couples that have arguments. The fact... Can I finish?
Dr. Laura, can I interrupt you for a minute? Because
there's no need to be sarcastic, sir.
I'm sorry?
There's no need to be sarcastic. The Dr. Laura, can I interrupt you comment?
Well, I mean, she's going to go on and psychoanalyze my relationship with my wife.
No, I wasn't, but you interrupted, so how would you know what I was going to say?
Because I can tell the type that that listens to all of the talk show nonsense.
Isn't that funny? Because I just heard you rattle off a list of all the talk shows
right,
that you're going on.
That you're
going
to go on, exactly.
So,
look, can I ask
make sure you classify yourself in there.
Okay,
all
if
I'm
you want me to listen to you, did you hear what I said? My wife was going down the road holding a rag to her mouth with...
Because you knocked her teeth down her throat.
Okay, but how come she gets to drive still?
Because you were probably blubbering in the seat.
Okay, you can both go straight to hell.
Oh, get a load of that. He hung up. He hung up.
I rule.
That was the funniest freaking line I ever heard in my life because you were blubbering sitting there. Can you imagine a woman driving down the road in her Mustang with her big floppy hat holding a rag to her mouth after her husband knocked her teeth out and he still doesn't get the drive?
Can you imagine a woman even marrying him?
Okay, here, hold on for a minute. Sir, you hang up on me one more time, you're not going to be on the air.
I'd like my equal right under the Constitution. I'd like to speak.
If you hang up on me one more time, you won't be able to speak. You hung up on me after telling me to go to hell and my caller.
She laughed at me, and then you laughed. And she's laughing again.
I'm listening to you.
My wife even after she got her teeth knocked out, is still driving the car. That's further humiliation, because when we turned left onto 8 and we were heading out to the SeaWorld, which is out 8 toward La Mesa,
mm-hmm.
one of the guys in the Mustang in the car lot drove by and just looked at me and laughed his ass off, because
mm-hmm.
there's my wife still driving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you a question. What kind of role model are you for your children?
My son knows...
Yeah, that when you rent a Mustang, you the man yeah. drives.
Okay, well, what's wrong with that?
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy.